Hello, this is Erin Pavlina with erinpavlina.com, here with another podcast. This week we're going to talk about a question that I've received this question multiple times. The question is, what happens to atheists when they die? Do they have the same afterlife experience as those who believe an afterlife exists? Well, this kind of actually begs the question, does everyone have the same afterlife experience? I would say for the vast majority of people, the afterlife experience is the same. You leave your body, you have an energetic and vibrational transition that may involve a bright light or a heavenly chorus. You reconnect with your loved ones on the other side and they greet you as if to say welcome home or hey, welcome to the party. And you have a life review where you flash through your life and get a nice healthy perspective on what you did and how you affected other people. So when an atheist dies, and an atheist is someone who doesn't believe in the existence of God or an afterlife, their dominant experience is probably surprise, mixed with a little bit of wonder and maybe a teensy bit of regret. But it's not just the atheists who are surprised. I had a client that I was reading for periodically, and I was helping him with a lot of his business stuff, and so he would consult with me maybe about once a month. Let's call him Bill. And for the most part, when I did readings with Bill, we talked about his staff and the direction of his company and investments that he wanted to make. But one day when I got on the phone with Bill for our scheduled appointment, he had an entirely different agenda as his mother had just recently passed away. And he wanted to know if I could connect with his mother. So I looked around the ether for her and I called her to us, and she came to me quite readily. And what was interesting about her is the dominant communication she was giving me was, I was wrong, I was wrong, I was wrong. And a strong sense of urgency on giving a message to her still living husband and members of her family that she was wrong about the afterlife. Now, as it turns out, this woman was, I believe, a fundamentalist Christian. I'm not that familiar with the different sects of religion, but she belonged to the religion that has the belief that only a teeny tiny few people are going to ascend to heaven and everyone else is going to hell because they're not worthy of God's love or being in heaven. So she lived her entire life believing that she was not worthy of God's love and that she was a sinner, and that she would burn in hell for the rest of eternity. Talk about a horrible way to live your life. So when she got to the afterlife and she found that it wasn't like that at all and that she was not in hell, what do you think she felt? She felt, at least from what she was telling me, is she desperately wanted to get a message to her family not to think the way they were thinking, because it was pointless, it was useless, because that isn't what happened to her in the afterlife. She went on to go to the, let's call it the heavenly realms or the ether or the other side, and she was in quite a happy place. So there was definitely some regret about how she had lived her life, and she wanted to spare her family the pain and suffering of believing they were not worthy of a good afterlife. And this was surprising to me at the time, because Bill himself was quite a spiritual man, and I didn't realize that his family was that had those beliefs. And so he said that he had had many arguments with his family over this and that he would love to tell them what I said from his mother, but he didn't think they would accept it, which was also very unfortunate. In the end, though, you know, believe or don't believe, it's a choice. Without direct evidence, I totally understand why a lot of people don't believe in an afterlife. I have had so much contact with beings on the other side and deceased relatives, and I retain many memories of my own pre-existence. I don't really doubt the existence of an afterlife at all, but everyone has the right to believe what they want. So all I have to say is, yeah, when atheists get there, they might be surprised. They might even hear someone say, I told you so, but at least everyone goes to the same place. There are people who linger a little bit after death before they cross over, and that's fine. Angels will hang on to them and guide them when they're ready to cross over. I would say that the lesson here really is to enjoy your life to the fullest and live and believe what you want to believe. But be open to the idea that there is an afterlife, and it probably make your life here a little easier to know that there is something heavenly sort of waiting for you beyond. Until next time, be loving, be grateful, and love.